Hola, ¿cómo estás? Mi nombre es Chupacabra. Y yo quiero cabras. No hablo español. Pero, fine, I guess. Hello, I am called Chupacabra, and I am looking for cabras. I mean goats. I want goats. You have a farm, and I am looking for your goats. Because I plan on eating them. So chupa means to suck, and cabra means goats. I am a goat sucker. I am a fierce being. Look at me. I am what they call a cryptid. I don't know what that is, but apparently some people are afraid of me, which is great. Now, if you're afraid of me, you need to give me your goats. Those are the rules. I don't make the rules. I just suck goats. No, I suck their blood. No, don't be weird about it, okay? Just, you give me a goat, I leave, and everything is good until I come tomorrow for another goat. And if you don't have other goats, well, then there's going to be a problem. You don't have goats? Oh. Do you have, like, chickens or, like, any other livestock? What kind of farm is this? What do you mean you live in a studio apartment? Where the heck do you think we are? Oh. Huh. You really don't have any animals. No dogs, no cats, nothing? You must be a very lonely person. I'm just saying, if you don't have any animals, no pets, I mean, what kind of existence is that? Do you have any children? I'm not going to eat your children, I'm just asking. No? Tú no tienes any cabras. Nunca. Okay, how about this? I will wait here patiently until you bring me a goat. Un cabra. Solo uno, no más. What do you say? No? But I traveled all this way. I've been going around for like days. You're not gonna give me a goat? Not a single goat? What? Why are you being so mean to me? I mean, clearly, if you don't want to feed me, I mean, if you live alone and you don't have any family or nothing, maybe you're just a mean person and that's why people don't want to live with you, not even the dogs or the cats. Okay, well, entonces, permíteme un cabra. Bring me a cabra. Just bring me a goat and we'll be square. I did not travel all this way for nothing, okay? I didn't come here to not have goat to eat. Or have something to eat. Oh, what's this, huh? You're going to offer me un plátano? Like I am some kind of monkey? No soy un mono. Soy un chupacabra. And yo quiero cabras. No, I'm not going to try it. I know I'm not going to like it. It's a banana. I am not the banana sucker, okay? I am the chupacabra. The goat sucker. I mean, obviously there are more of me. And truth be told, I don't know where my parents are right now. I kind of wandered off to look for cabras. I was really hungry. They tell me it's dangerous, but, like, I've not been hurt before. And I could probably take you. You know, I could probably eat you. But you look too big and, like, hairy and also, like, not in the good way. You know how, like, goats are hairy? You're, like, less hairy, but also slightly, like, it's just gross. Like, I think if I bit you, you'd taste like sweat and, like, grossness. I'm just saying, I mean, maybe take care of yourself, okay? Maybe do some hygiene, I don't know. I don't know your life. Okay, I'm sorry. I get mean. I'm a grumpy pants when I haven't eaten, okay? And I haven't eaten in, like, days or hours or like minutes. I don't know how time works. But still, like, you should be, like, afraid of me. Look at my fangs. Ah, so big. Come on. Give me something to eat, like something good to eat. Maybe you have like raw meat, and maybe I can just like suck the blood out of the meat, and then you can have the meat. I mean, I don't mind chewing the meat. I don't like meat. I, like, no kid likes eating meat at first, right? Because it's so chewy, and you have to sit there, and you have to chew for like ever, and then it takes forever to like break down. So you're just chewing and chewing and chewing, and then you try to hide it in your napkin, and then do mama is like, don't do that. You gotta eat the whole thing. There are starving children somewhere and elsewhere, and you gotta eat it, and you're just like, fine, and you're sitting there, and you're sitting there, and it's been hours, and you're just eating and eating, and you're just like, I'm tired of trying to chew on this. I won't swallow. It's not breaking down. I don't know what to tell you. It's not my fault. But you're sitting there and you're chewing and you're chewing. And there's not even any blood or juices. It's just meat at that point. And it's just jerky. And it's just kind of gross and weird. And you're just chewing and chewing because you got to. And then you're like, I don't want to eat any vegetables with it. But like, at least the vegetables go down, you know. They're gross, but at least they go down, you know. But the meat that doesn't go down, especially when the meat's like not meaty, or like when it's not covered in the juices, when it's not covered in the blood, then it becomes completely useless. You're not even paying attention to me. That's mean. Why are you so mean? Come on, give me a cabra. Un cabra. Doesn't even have to be a big one. You can give me a small one. You can give me a baby goat. I will take a baby goat. Oh, come on, please. I'm even using the nice words, okay? I'm even saying please. No me jodes, come on. Give me something. Don't tell my mama I said that. She will beat me. She will take... You know how humans have la chancla? Just imagine that, but with claws. That's what my mama has. She just kicks me. No, anyway, we're getting... Come on. Un cabra. Just one small cabra. Ugh, fine. What else you got? Don't make me rummage through your fridge, okay? I'll do it. I know what that thing's called, refrigerator. I can go through it. Believe me, I'm big enough. Look. Okay, this thing is like sealed shut. You don't have one of them childproof locks on it, do you? But why would you have that? You don't have any keys. No, you... Oh... Tú eres un bruja. You're a witch. You're like a warlock or something, right? Oh, this thing is magic, right? That's why I can't open this fridge. I could claw my way in, you know. It may take a little bit of time, but I can do it. My claws are real sharp, yo. Oh, come on. Oh, fine. Oh, you just magically open it? Como chingo, hombre. No. That's not, that can't be real. Fine, okay. Ooh, what's that? Juice? Juice box. Okay, I'm gonna try this, but if I don't like it, I won't be upset. It's not bad, but it's not like tasty like goat blood is tasty, and it's not warm like goat blood is warm. It's just kind of cold, and like it's like tastes like manzana. Is this manzana? It is apple juice. Oh, look at you, that's really neat. But I'm still hungry. Tú quieres cabra? Yo quiero cabra. So anything else? Stop waving the banana at me, or I'm going to throw it at your face, you. Okay. I'll try the banana. Bleh. Oh. No, I don't like this at all. It's not warm. It's kind of mushy. and not like in the same way that meat gets mushy, but like it's, mm-mm. What else you got? Come on, show me the goods. I know you're probably hiding a goat somewhere. You're trying to protect your goat, huh? I'm not gonna kill it. I'm only gonna drink like maybe half its blood. That's all anyone needs is like half their blood, right? Oh, come on. Por favor. Please. Oh, fine. What is that? Carrot? ¿Qué es un carrot? What's the... Stop feeding me vegetables, okay? You're not my mama. You don't have to feed me vegetables. Give me meat. Give me something good. ¿Qué es eso? ¿Qué es eso? No, you tell me what that is. I'm not putting it in my mouth. You tell me what it is. Okay. I'll try this milanesa, but it don't look too good. Oh, Jesus, just chewy meat. But it's got a little bit of blood on it. Ooh. Oh, yeah, I like that. That's not bad. Where'd it go? No me jodes. I didn't eat the whole thing. That was like a really thin, thin, small, like, piece of meat. You eat that? Come on, there has to be more, right? I don't... What do you mean I just ate your lunch? Oh, I'm sorry. That's mean. But it tasted real good if it makes you feel any better. Well, I'm sorry if it doesn't, but, like, it's real good. Okay. I'll tell you what. You have fed me. I'll get out of your way. You can tell people that you have met El Mighty Chupacabra. And no one will believe you. I mean, well, some people will believe. I can give you proof. I can give you, like, if you want, you can take a picture of me. I'll even pose all menacing, like, look. Ah. See? Really, it's spooky. Come on, take a picture. Ah. Yeah, I don't know why all of our pictures come out blurry. I think it's because we just can't stop moving. We got, like, what you humans call alihati. I don't know what that means, but, like, I heard people say it sometimes. It's weird. Anyway, I'm all gone now. I'm going to look for more goats. Do you think your neighbor has goats? Do your neighbors have goats? Sí, maybe they tiene cabras. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. I promise I won't leave a mess on my way out. Sorry about the possibly broken window. That was totally not my fault. It was like that when I got here. Okay, bye. That was like that when I got here.
Hello everyone, it's Mazarus again, the stroke of midnight. This was something I've been wanting to do for a while. The idea comes from a book that we have for my son. Don't eat me, no me comes chupacabra. Don't eat me chupacabra. And it's this really cute book about, like, a chupacabra looking to suck goat blood. And yeah, it is for kids, but, like, he's trying to eat this goat and... obviously he can't, he's too small, so they end up like feeding him plantains, or as we call them where I'm from, plátanos. It's honestly a really cute book. I've always had the chupacabra voice so that whenever I read it to my son, he the whole thing is adorable, and I've been wanting to do it. I realize, by the way, you don't have to tell me, that it is almost exactly the same scenario as with Mothman. I know I'm creatively bankrupt sometimes, okay? But it's still fun and cute to see a completely different creature in the same exact scenario. So sue me. I promise you, Bigfoot is probably going to be exactly the same, I'm not going to lie, just because that shit's funny to me. Like, just, it's so incidental that I think that's hilarious. Now, as I over-explained the joke and everything, thank you all so very much for listening to this audio. Be sure to like, favorite, share, subscribe, and hit the notification bell. I'm doing the best I can to get as many audios as I can get recorded. In fact, I actually recorded 3 or 4 audios today alone, just to get ahead of time. Now that my voice is back, I am raring to go, especially because it's Halloween month. That being said, I'm gonna do as much as I can. There's a lot of editing involved and whatnot, but in the meantime, I'm looking forward to what comes out next week. In the meantime, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares. Oh, and don't forget to check out my merch, don't forget to check out the Patreon, and if you can't afford merch, Patreon, Ko-fi, or any of those things, just watch the rest of my videos over and over again. I would adore that. Thank you all for your support. This time for real, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares. Get out of here.